number 9, verse 1 through 10.
David said, Is there yet any that is left of the house of Saul that I may shew him kindness of the Lord? Kindness for Jonathan's sake. There was of the house of Saul a servant whose name was Ziba. And when they had called him unto David, the king said unto him, Art thou Ziba? And he said, Thy servant is he. And the king said, Is there not yet any of the house of Saul that I may shew the kindness of God unto him? And Ziba said unto the king, Jonathan had yet a son, which is lame on his feet. And the king said unto him, Where is he? And Ziba said unto the king, Behold, he is in the house of Machir, the son of Ammiel, in Lodabar. Then King David sent and fetched him out of the house of Machir, the son of Ammiel, from Lodabar. Now when Mephibosheth, the son of Jonathan, the son of Saul, was coming to David, he fell on his face and did reverence. And David said unto Mephibosheth, and he answered, Behold thy servant. And David said unto him, Fear not, for I will surely show thee the kindness for Jonathan thy father's sakes, and will restore thee all the land of Saul thy father, and thou shalt eat continually, eat bread at my table continually. And he bowed himself and said, What is thy servant that thou shouldest look upon such a dead dog as I am? Then the king called to Ziba, Saul's servant, and said unto him, I have given unto thy master's son all that pertaineth to Saul, and to all his house. Thou therefore, thy sons and thy servants shall till the land for him, and thou shalt bring in the fruits that thy master's son may have food to eat. But Mephibosheth, thy master's son, shall eat bread always at my table. Now Ziba had 15 sons and 20 servants. If the Lord will be my helper, I want to stop right there, but I want to drop back to verse 4. Come out of Lodabar. You know, Mephibosheth was in Lodabar. And I want to preach a message I ain't never preached before. But come out of Lodabar is the title. Will y'all pray for me this morning? Stretch forth your hand for me now before I can get this message out this morning. Grace and Father, Lord, I come before you, Father God, Lord, this morning. Father, just as humble as I know how, Father God. Lord, I pray, Lord, for this message, Father God, Lord, this morning, Father. Lord, I pray, Lord, just take it, Lord, and use it, Lord, for thy glory, Father, this morning, Lord. Yes, Father God, Lord, I pray, Lord, just anoint thy servant, Father, as it brings forth the word of God, Lord. Lord, just anoint each and every ear, Lord, to hear, Lord. Lord, each and every heart, Lord, to understand, Father God. Lord, I pray, Lord, just take the word, Lord, this morning, Father God. Lord, just drive it home, Lord, to each and every heart, Father God. Lord, I know faith come by hearing this morning, and hearing by Shinema, Kunde Shinema Haya, and hearing by the word of God. Lord, I pray, Lord, just anoint thy servant, Father God. Lord, I'm looking through the hills this morning, we're coming for help. My help cometh from thee this morning, Lord. Lord, just help me, Lord, this morning, Lord, I pray, in the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus. Glory, hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah.
Amen.
Thank you, Lord. Mephibosheth, he was in this land called Lodabar. Lodabar, it has a meaning. And I was looking at the meaning for this word Lodabar. It means howling wilderness. It's a howling wilderness, what it means. A place of no pasture. That's what it is this morning. Mephibosheth lost at Lodabar. You know, he was born to royalty. His name is one who will strive for the Lord's destiny, to live in luxury, and to rule in his father's place. You know that man, he was the next one. I don't have to get out of them notes this morning. I tell you, he was the next one for kingship. He was the next one that should have sat on his father's throne. But this man, he was in Lodabar. He was one. And I tell you, when he come down the old filthy streets of Lodabar, I can see him. I can visualize him in my mind, walking on crutches. The people kicking his feet out from under him, his crutches out from under him, and he'll fall to the ground. I'm telling you, this man, he becomes scared in the way. He becomes discouraged. But I'm telling you, children. It's time to come out of Lodabar. It's time to come out of defeat. It's time to come on out. I'm telling you, he's got a table set for the child of God this morning. It said, you can dine. You can dine this morning.
I ain't caught.
Just bear with me just a little bit. You know, can you see this man that was going to be the next king? You know, as people took and mocked him and ridiculed him. And I brought out before keeping his crutches out from beneath him. Can you imagine what kind of discouragement he was facing? What kind of defeat? What kind of defeat was that man in? I'm telling you, he felt so defeated. But I'm telling you here this morning, he's one that you can look to this morning. If you've been hanging around and load a bar, he's one that you can look to. Look to the hills. Where cometh the help? Our help cometh from God this morning, which made heaven and earth. I'm telling you this morning, I'm telling you, there's no enemy of hell can stop you when you get a hold of the nail-starred hand of Calvary. I'm telling you, there's no defeat for the child of God. There's no retreat, no surrender this morning. Brother Jeff, I ain't gonna sit here and tell you this morning, I ain't never been in Lodabar. I've been into that howling wilderness. I felt like I've been in that place of defeat. I tell you, even if you look in the Bible, if you look at Elijah, there was one time, you know, he took it, was on Mount Carmel. I tell you, the God answered by fire. And I tell you, Jezebel said, by this time tomorrow, that man's life should be one like one of these. Otherwise, she sought to kill him. And he took it, he ran. And he got up under a sycamore tree. And he wished himself to die. He wished himself to die. Where was he at, Brother Frankie? You ask me. I think he was in a spiritual Lodabar. That's where he was at. He was in Lodabar. He was in discouragement, brother. He was in discouragement. He was in the valley.
Come on. Bless
him, Lord. That's where he was at. He was in a valley. He was in a hard time. I tell you. And the Lord sent angels. And he took and fed the man of God.
Yeah.
He took and fed him. He said, rise and eat. The journey's too hard for thee. He says, arise and eat. The journey's too hard. It's too hard for you this morning. I'm telling you, it's too hard for you. If you've been hanging around and load a bar, it's hard. It's hard. I'm telling you this morning, I don't want no parts of Lodabar. I thank God he's got a place prepared for me this morning.
Amen.
And I can eat at his table, brother. I just won't wait out. I won't step out of the news. I'm staying out of the news. I'm praying God. If I go back to the very beginning, you know, the children of Israel was coming on up out of Egypt. He was heading towards Canaan land, and he didn't have no food to eat. And he told the man of God, he told Moses, he said, do you bring us out into this wilderness to die? I tell you, the man of God and the Lord heard the murmurs and complaining, and he sent them manna from heaven, and did give them angel food. I'm telling you, they found it every morning. It was like a piece of frost. It's like a cord of seed. And it's tasting like honey this morning. I'm telling you this morning, he fed the children of Israel with a little bit of manna. And I tell you tonight, the day in the house of God, he wants to feed you with a little bit of manna, with a little bit of spiritual food. He wants to give you what you need if you just come on out of Lodabar. Come on up out of Lodabar. There's nothing in Lodabar. Huh? There's nothing there. There's no pasture. It's a howling wilderness. There's nothing there for a child of God. You invited. You invited today to come and eat at a king's table. He said, I got it set this morning. Coming down. Coming down. He's got the finest of the land right there on the table, brother. You got to come and dine. You got to eat it for yourself. You got to take and get your belly full yourself. Come and dine, the master calleth. Come and dine. You can eat at the master's table anytime. Anytime.
Thank you, Jesus.
Oh, shit, my condescending, my high. Lord,
and come out of discouragement.
All right, brother. Come on.
You know, I even take a look back. Matthew's coming to my mind. You know, Jesus, he fed the 5,000 with just a few fishes. Fed the whole 5,000. If he could feed 5,000 with a little bit of bread and a little bit of fish, don't you think he'll feed you?
Amen, brother.
Don't you think he'll take care of you? Why hang around and load a bar? He said he don't see the righteous forsaken or his seed begging bread. That's what David said. I was young, but now I'm old. But I've never seen the righteous forsaken or seed begging bread. I'm not no hang around and load a bar. I'm not no hang around in discouragement. I'm telling you, I'm coming out. Look at these neighbors that coming out of load a bar. Sick and tired of load a bar. Sick and tired of it. Just last week, I like to visit a load of bar last week. Just last week. But I'm telling you, when the enemy comes in like a flood, the Spirit of the Lord, he'll raise up a standard against it. I'm telling you, I don't want no part of load of bar. I don't want no part of this world.
Bless him, man.
Who am I speaking to? Who am I preaching to? Who am I preaching to this morning? Just bear with me just a little bit here. Says in Exodus 19:4. He said, I bear you on eagle's wings and brought you unto myself. Why hang around and load a bar? Why be discouraged? It's time to cast all your care upon the Lord, for he cared for you. He cared for you this morning. You don't have to have that load of bar spirits this morning. He's got a place. He's got a place this morning that you can get out and load of, where you don't have to visit load of bar. If you stay on your knees and you stay on your face, that's one way. You stay out of load of bar. You stay out of discouragement.
Amen, brother.
Praise God. When I was reading this a couple weeks ago, a load of bar, I said, that's got a meaning to it. That name load of bar has got a meaning. And when I see the meaning, it's no more than a howling wilderness. I'm telling you, there's times when a child of God gets into a howling wilderness. And I'm telling you, if you hear lost and undone without God, you in load of bar. You in a howling wilderness. You in a wilderness this morning. Only thing about it is when you got the Lord and you're in load of bar, you're not by yourself. You're not by yourself. You got somebody that's going to carry you. That's going to carry you. I'm telling you, my Bible this morning, it's got footsteps of the saying on it. You know, many times you take a look at that, you see one set of footsteps. That's all you see. And they said, Lord, you said you'll never leave me. In other words, my words, I only see one set of footsteps. I only one set. He said, son, when you seen that one set, that was my steps. That's when I was carrying you. I was carrying you. I'm telling you, I feel this morning, he wants to carry some up out of load of bar. He wants to bring some up out of the howling wilderness. He wants to bring some out of defeat. I'm telling you, the Church of Jesus Christ is not defeated. It's no more than my brother was preaching the other day. He will fight for his. I'm going to tell you this morning, you may be in load of bar, but I'm telling you, it's not your fight this morning. I'm telling you, we got one on our side that's going to fight. He should never fight for his child. Got to be.
I had a feeling that you out in the wilderness.
Oh, just minister my sister, Father, this morning. Oh, just help her, Lord, this morning, Father. Oh, just help her. A child of God's not defeated. We got the power through the name of Jesus this morning. That's a mighty army. We marching onward, winning every battle. With the Lord by our side. He's with us. And he's before us. Who's going to be against us this morning?
Yes, Lord. Thank you, Jesus.
Come on, Lord of all.
Thank you, Lord.
Come on.
Lodabar this morning. Come out of defeat.
Right.
We're not defeated this morning.
Right.
We're not defeated. Long as we're walking with Him and we're walking hand in hand with the Savior, we're not defeated.
Amen, brother.
You know, I preached a message in here not too long ago. There's no weapon formed against thee that's going to prosper. It's not going to prosper today. If you just come up out of Lodabar, can't leave all those stuff, all of those stuff in Lodabar, and you just come on out.
Amen.
Just bear with me just a little bit longer here. Isaiah 63:9 said all their afflictions he was afflicted. And the angels of his presence saved them. In his love and in his pity he redeemed them. He bare them and carried them all the days of old. That's what he wants to do. He wants to carry thee all the days of old. I'm telling you this morning, he'll never leave you. He'll never forsake you. He will be with you to the end. At the end he's leaving none. At the end he's going back to Lodabar. We don't want to leave. If we leave his table, we can take and eat out of his table this morning. But you desire to leave. That's all we do. I'm telling you this morning, I thank God for the table that he's got set before me.
Yes.
I'm telling you, brother, he's got the best on that table. He's got salvation on that table for me. He's got sanctification on that table for me. He's got Holy Ghost baptism on that table for me. I'm telling you, that table said, we can pull up to his table this morning and we can eat of the goodness of God.
Amen, brother.
You know, we're going to have a load of bar experiences. They no more puts me in the mind of Apostle Paul. You know, Apostle Paul, he's the one that had a thorn in the flesh. He had a messenger for Satan to buffet him. Not lest he be exalted above measures. And he prayed three times. He said, Lord, remove it. He wanted that painful thorn removed. I tell you, some people said it was eyesight or some kind of physical affliction. But I don't think it was no more than the things of the mind this morning. It was things of the mind that was afflicting him. Yes, Paul thought he was in Lodabar. But I'm telling you, greater is he that's in you this morning and he that's in this world. His grace is sufficient for thee this morning. For each and every one, that sound of my voice is sufficient this morning.
Amen.
He's not going to lead you out into a wilderness, into a high wilderness to die. He made a way for you.
Right.
He made a way for you.
Right.
He made a way. Just bear with me just a little while longer.
Thank you. Thank you.
I'm not trying to cut it short. I got a bunch of information.
Obey God, brother.
Lodabar is no good place to be. It's no good dwelling place. You know, it puts me to mind, like I said, a while ago when Elijah was under the tree. You know, but after he left that tree, he was back up into a cave. He was back up in the cave. He heard thunderings. He heard winds. But the light was, it wasn't none of them things. He had to hear a small, still voice. And they said, Elijah, what doest thou here? That's what the Spirit's doing this morning. It says, what's doing thou here? What's doing thou here? Why are you in the same place of defeat? Why are you in the same place of discouragement? He made a way. He said, come out of Lodabar. You looking at that little crippled man. You know, he was lame on both of his feet. He was lame. He couldn't get nowhere much. But I'm telling you, oh, King David sent for him. I'm telling you, King Jesus is sending for you this morning. And you can come up out of Lodabar. You can come up out of defeat. You can come up out of discouragement. Who am I preaching to this morning? Who am I preaching to?
Right.
I've been in the howling wilderness too much. I'm ready to eat off of his table. Off of his table. I'm telling you, the child of God can eat the finest of the fine. You know, there was one place, even they ate crumbs which fell from the master's table. You know, if I had to eat a little crumbs, as long as he's coming from his table, I'll be all right. I'll be all right. As long as I'm getting fed. That's what's wrong with a lot of people. They ain't getting shall reward us openly.
Amen.
That's what we have to do. That's one way to stand out of defeat and discouragement and out of Lodabar. That's the only way. I will not let situations bring me into defeat. I'm going to stand to them. I'm going to stand to them. No more than it was. No more than it was. For I think it was Jacob. You know, he had Esau that was coming before him. You know, he sent an offering to Esau. You know, Esau threatened to kill him before he left. He said, you send this gift. You just send this gift to my brother. Maybe I find grace in his sight. And I tell you, when he was gone, you know, Jacob, he got alone by himself and he wrestled. He wrestled with an angel. And I tell you, he said, I will not turn loose until you bless me. In other words, his name was changed from Jacob to Israel that day. And I tell you today, he'll fight for you no more than the way he did for Jacob. All you have to do is grab a hold of the horns of the altar and hold on. Hold on just a little while. It's going to be worth it all for a child of God. It's going to be worth every trial, every temptation, every mile of the way. It's going to be worth it. We got to come out of Lodabar. It's time to be seeking the face of God. It's time to be doing something for Him.
Amen.
Come out of Lodabar. Come out of that spiritual defeat. Come out of that spiritual discouragement. I tell you this morning, when Brother Jeff started with the Sunday school lesson, I said, uh-oh, he done hit me right there. Come on up out of Lodabar. You know, old Mephibosheth, that's where he was at. But he was feasting right there with that king. He was getting good pennies, brother. He was getting good taters. He was getting good beef. He was getting the good of the land. But when you over there in Lodabar, you just getting scraps. That's all you're doing, you're getting scraps. It ain't fitting to eat. When you want a howling wilderness, when you want a place to feed, you ain't getting what you need to be nourishment to your body and soul.
Come on, brother. Come on. That's it, bro.
Well, I tell you, you're looking at one this morning. I know stranger to Lodabar. I'm no stranger to a howling wilderness, but I know I got one on my side this morning. No more than was when the three Hebrew boys, Eshak, Meshach, and Abednego, when I tell you they fired up old fiery furnace to kill them old boys. I'm telling you, excuse my own words, it said the fire slew. It slew the ones that's going to throw Eshak, Meshach, and Abednego in that furnace. And I tell you, I'm telling you today, them boys went headlong into the fiery furnace. And I tell you this morning, there was another man walking with them. And it was like the Son of God. And he's still in the fire with you this morning. I'm telling you, all you have to do is trust him this morning. Trust him. You can come out of Lodabar. Proverbs 3, 5, and 6. Trust in the Lord with all thy heart. And lean not into thy own understanding. And all thy ways. Acknowledge him. And he shall direct thy path. He's going to direct it right out of Lodabar.
All right,
who am I preaching to? Who am I preaching to this morning? You know, it's nice to be up on the mountains. It's nice to be up on through the mountains. But sometimes we got low places we got to get into. We got to get into the valley. Sometimes we get into the valley, and that's where we learn it. Thank God for the valley. Thank God for it. And I tell you, there's no more than I think Brother Jeff was saying the other night. It's in his weakness. That's when the power of God's made perfect. I'm telling you, tonight we need to come out. This morning we need to come out of Lodabar.
Yeah.
Don't be hanging around there. I'm telling you, hang around a Lodabar, brother, into defeat, into defeat, into defeat, into defeat. So long, you're going to be defeated. You're going to be defeated. But I'm telling you this morning, the devil has defeated foe.
Amen,
he's defeated
brother.
Foe.
Amen.
I want to change up a little bit here. I feel the leading of the Lord to change up just a little bit.
That's his law.
You know, it says over here in Psalms 23, verse 5, he says, thou preparest a table before me in the presence of my enemy. Thou anointest my head with oil, my cup runneth over.
Yeah.
God is pictured as caring for my needs in the midst of the forces of evil that attempt to destroy my life and soul. Confronted daily by Satan and surrounded by ungodly society, I am furnished with sufficient grace to live and rejoice in God's presence. I may eat at the Lord's table in faith, thanksgiving, and hope, fully at peace and protected by the shed blood and broken body of the Good Shepherd. Anointed my head with oil refers to God's special favor and lavish blessing through the anointing of the Holy Ghost upon my body and my mind in my spirit. I'm telling you this morning, you can eat at that table. Come out. Come on out. Come out of Lodabar. Come out of Lodabar. If you lost and undone this morning, come out of Lodabar. Come on out from among the world this morning. Come on back to the Lord's table. He's got a table set. It's for a chosen few. Come and dine this morning. It's coming dine time. Are you hungry this morning? Are you thirsty for the things of God? If you be willing and obedient, you shall eat the good of the land. That's the mouth of the Lord has spoken it this morning.
Amen. Thank you, Jesus.
I'm coming to a close, but not before I go over here to John. John 6, 31, 40. Said, our fathers did eat manna in the desert. As it is written, he gave them bread from heaven to eat. Then Jesus said unto them, verily, verily, I say to you, Moses gave you not that bread from heaven, but my Father giveth you the true bread from heaven. For the bread of God is he which cometh down from heaven and giveth life unto the world. Then said they unto him, Lord, evermore give us this bread. And Jesus said unto them, I am the bread of life. He that cometh to me shall never hunger, and him that believeth on me shall never thirst. But I said unto you that you have also seen me and believe not. All that the Father giveth me shall come to me, and him that cometh to me I will in no wise cast out. For I came down from heaven, not to do my own will, but the will of him that sent me. And this is the Father's will which has sent me, that of all which he has given me, I should lose nothing, but should raise it up again at the last day. And this is the will of him that sent me, that everyone which seeth the Son and believeth on him may have everlasting life, and I will raise him up at the last day. I'm telling you this morning, he's the bread. He's the true bread. He come down from heaven, and he took and broke his body on an old rugged cross for you and me. It was for you, and it was for me this morning. I'm telling you, thank God for that bread. Thank God that I partake of that bread this morning. I'm telling you here, lost and undone. I'm telling you, it says in John 3:16, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever shall believe on him shall not perish, but have everlasting life. I'm telling you this morning, you can have everlasting life. You can come and dine at the King's table. I'm telling you this morning, you can change partners. I'm telling you this morning, if you're on God's side, whose side are you on this morning? For me and my high brother, we serve the Lord. There's Romans 10:9-10. It says, if thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus, and shalt believe in thy heart that God hath raised him from the dead, thou shalt be saved. For with the heart man believeth, with his heart man believeth, with his mouth confession is made to salvation. I'm telling you this morning, he said, come unto me, all that you are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn of me, because I am meek and lowly at heart this morning. Somebody give me some music. Brother, if you want to start, if you want to, you can start the player. It's time for an altar call.